Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome back to the Luck Changers podcast. They say the only sure thing about luck is that it changes, and we are here to change that for you. I am your host for the day, AJ the moderator. I am sitting with my co-host, Father Tone.
Hello, boys.
And as always, we have behind the scenes, Dakota.
What's up?
Dakota's on the mic, and we are live from Mountaineer Racetrack and Casino. How are you guys doing today?
Fantastic.
Great.
Yeah, we had a nice little trip. We are going live on Facebook and TikTok. I've never done live. I don't even know if it's running, but it looks like it's working, so we're going to go ahead and do the podcast. If you see it, feel free to comment on the streams, share, like, subscribe, whatever it is that podcasters tell you to do. Tone, we just finished up. Well, we didn't finish up week one. We have a Monday night football game, but you and Nate absolutely crushed our week one picks for Sunday. I mean, what'd you think about the games yesterday, my brother?
Yeah, it honestly went fantastic. I was pretty excited about it. I didn't love the lines at all, so I really wasn't looking forward to it. But, I mean, I got a shout out to the Luck Changers podcast because it went very well so far.
D-Say, I know you didn't take any plays for Sunday. You know, I know you're not a big betting guy yourself, but what'd you think about the games yesterday? Anything stand out or surprise you?
The Packers suck.
Packers did suck. Yes, they did suck. I would ask you guys, is there any team that, obviously not the Packers, but are there any other teams that surprised you in the sense that you thought they would have showed up more? Or maybe a team that you thought was going to suck and really came out and won the game?
I think the Dallas Cowboys impressed me, honestly, because there are so many uncertain things about them as far as Dak and Zeke and a number of things. And I thought they came out, they moved the ball really well. Amari Cooper looked awesome. CeeDee Lamb looked awesome. Zeke actually didn't look that well, but he'll get it together. And I was impressed how easily they moved the ball against that Bucs defense.
Yeah, RIP to anyone who took Zeke in the first round of your fantasy draft. That sucked. I think you said you picked up Pollard as your backup running back in fantasy.
Yeah, and I'm not counting Zeke out of it. I mean,
no.
The Bucs have one of the best defenses in the league, but it was a rough week one.
Yeah. So real quick, for anyone who did not catch last week's episode, I just want to let you know we keep receipts around here. Nate, our host, he had a very solid week. He went 5-1-1. He is up plus 4 units for this NFL season. So great job, Nate. Father Tone, you went 3-1-1. You do have a game tonight. You have the Ravens at Raiders under 52. You still like that play? I mean, what do you think about tonight's game?
Yeah, I got to rock with it. I do. It's went down to 50, so I don't know if I still like that number because I like 51 as a key number as far as, you know, totals go. So I don't know if I would take it under 50, but we'll see it. I hate rooting for the under, but it's the play I got. So,
all right, I feel it. So, yeah, we got one more play tonight. Again, the boys killed it. We had Luck It In. We went 3-0-1. I love a push, so 3-0-1, I don't know about you, Tone, I'm counting that 100%.
And to be honest, you know, we were half a point from that being a win, so.
Yeah, I mean, what happened was we had Tampa Bay Buccaneers -2 on a teaser. We had LA Rams -1.5 points, and Tampa Bay won by 2 points. So they pushed, Rams absolutely covered. So even on the push, you guys still hit on half of it. So really solid job to both you guys. Great work. I'm looking forward to getting your input on this week. Nate can't be here today. Again, we're live from Mountaineer Casino. So I am going to let Tone read his picks off as we go through this, and I'm going to provide you guys with Nate's picks, the way I did with Tone last week. As always, you guys know what we do. We're going to give you guys a little trivia question, a little what did he say. Don't know if you'll be able to hear it live, but D-Say, you want to hit the sounder?
What did he say?
All right, so what did he say? Tone, I'm going to ask this question to you, and I already texted to Nate. It's on Twitter. If you're watching this live, you can answer it. Question. What did he say? Chandler Jones had 5 sacks in yesterday's opening week. Since the NFL started keeping track in 1983, who had the most sacks in a single season? So go ahead and keep that in mind. Think about it. And we'll get back to that towards the end of the episode.
Okay, cool.
All right. Do you feel like you have something in mind?
I have a couple guys, but okay. I don't think they're right.
Okay. I like that. I like that positivity. I like that attitude. Nate's already sent his pick in. So it's LCP versus DSA, and I believe the score is 1-1. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right, my brothers. Well, let's go ahead and jump into the NFL Week 2 lines. I'll get your takes. I'll give Nate's takes, and we will go ahead and rock it out. We have the Thursday night football game at 8:20. We have the New York Giants. They are +4. They are traveling to Washington to take on the football team, minus Ryan Fitzpatrick. Over under 41 points. Looks like you took a pass on this, but do you have any take at all for this?
No, I might come back later on in the week with this one. I got to feel it out a little more. I hate that Fitzpatrick's out. I wanted to take the Washington football team, but again, I'm going to rethink it. Maybe on Thursday's Minnesota, I'll put something out, but I'm going to pass for now.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. So, basically, we're recording on Monday. We always record on Wednesdays. Didn't have a ton of time to look into these lines. We did some studying while we sat in the hot tub today, and I know you're going to give a couple extra games for the Minnesota coming up, so stay posted to that. We'll have some extra picks from Father Tone on that. Our next game, we have the Buffalo Bills, -3.5 points. They are traveling to Miami to take on the Dolphins. Like I said, Bills are -3.5. The over-under, 47.5 points. I'll go ahead and get started on this one first. Speaking for Nate, he's a big Dolphins guy. He's a big Tua guy. He loves Tua. He thinks he's one of the top future prospect quarterbacks in the NFL. And he is rocking with the Dolphins +3.5 points. Do you like that pick? Are you tailing them, or do you have something opposite of that? What do you think?
I'm going to pass this game. I love the Dolphins week one. Me and Nate both took them. It was a luck it in. So I loved them week one. I don't hate them week two, but ultimately I'm going to pass it and kind of watch on the sidelines. It's hard to imagine the Bills are going to lose and start 0-2 at that point.
Right.
I imagine they're going to bounce back 1-1. I just don't like that hook. So I'm going to go ahead and pass this game.
Okay. Yeah, I have Josh Allen as my starting quarterback for my franchise squad, and he had a pretty stinky game yesterday, and I'm expecting to bounce back. DSA, I know you're the GM of my fantasy football team. I mean, you think Josh Allen's still going to be good for us, or do you have some doubts? What do you think about Josh Allen?
I have no doubts.
No doubts?
Pittsburgh's got a good defense. He's going to bounce back.
Okay. All right. LCP still loves Josh Allen, and we like that pick. So Tone will be taking a pass. Nate likes a +3.5. Next game we have the Cincinnati Bengals. They are +3 points. They are heading to Chicago to take on the Bears. Over-under for this game is 45 points. What do you got on this one, my brother?
I got to go with the Bears. So I got to take the Bears -3. The Bengals did. I was surprised and shocked that they got the dub, but I was super excited about it. Love Joe Burrow. I'm rooting for him all the way. So that was a pleasure to see. I don't think it's they're going to translate as much on the road back-to-back games. I would love to see it, but I think the Bears are kind of figuring it out. They put Justin Fields in a little bit last game. Andy Dalton's a veteran. Again, they're going back home. This isn't the Rams' defense, so it's going to be much different when they have the Bengals to play. I like that number at home. Worst-case scenario, it pushes, but I'll go ahead and take the Bears -3.
Okay, I like that. Real quick, like I said, we're going live. Just want to do a quick little shout-out. We have Greg Digman out here hashtagging Steeler Nation on a Luck Changers podcast live stream. That's a negative, my guy. No Steelers Nation here, my brother, but appreciate you following.
Although the Luck Changers, we did both take Steelers +6.5 last
week. We did take them to cover, so shout out to Steeler Nation, sure, for that one. Appreciate us. Appreciate you guys getting that cover for us. But other than that, not really digging that comment, but thanks for following. You got my wife, Alexis, out here, my mom out here, you already know. Greg said, Tone, a.k.a. John Cena, he can't see you. That's for,
yes, sir.
You know, we like to keep it private. Tone's a private man. We have Sarah Smith out here giving us some love. So appreciate it, guys. Keep following. Keep commenting if you can. Let's go ahead. Nate, by the way, took a pass on that Bears game. I really love that pick. Did you happen to watch that game last night at all?
Yeah. Yep.
So Andy Dalton looked like a bag of trash. Fields came in twice and looked really solid both times. How many games into this year until we see Fields permanently?
I think we'll probably let Dalton go like a month. You know, okay. Get acclimated here. It's going to take a little bit of time, but obviously they're already showing flashes of him, so they'll work it out.
Sure. Did you watch that game last night, Dakota?
I did not.
Okay. All right. No input on Fields from Dakota. I like it. Next game, speaking of Steelers Nation, we have the Raiders traveling to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. Steelers are -6. Over-under for this game is 47.5, and Nate took a big pass on this one. Looks like you're taking a pass as well. Any input or skip it?
Nothing.
All right. I like that. Next game, we have the Denver Broncos, -6. My guy, DC, is a big Denver guy. You can see his polo. Nice shirt, my brother. Denver's -6. They're heading to Jacksonville Jaguars to take on Trevor Lawrence, Urban Meyer. Over-under for this one, 45.5. Looks like you may or may not have a teaser on this one, my guy. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the teaser on this. Until Jacksonville is more proven with the rookie coach, rookie quarterback, just a lot of young players in general, I do like them. They have some potential, but I got to take Teddy covers Denver. They should be a much better team. I'll take them on a teaser just to win because who knows what the Jacksonville Jaguars would do. Actually, Trevor Lawrence wasn't that bad. He had 300-something yards, 3 touchdowns, but he also had 3 interceptions. So He's got to figure it out, but for me, I would hope that Denver doesn't let them beat them. They could, but I'll put that as the first leg of my teaser.
Okay. I love that teaser. It's something we both agreed on earlier. I love Denver as a pick. I think that's a pretty safe one to go. We'll go ahead and save your second leg for later on in the show. Nate is taking a pass on this specific game. Our next game, we have the Houston Texans. They are +12. They are traveling to Cleveland to take on our Browns. The over-under for this game is 48, and our good man Nate is taking a teaser on this specific game. So I will go ahead and give you guys his first leg of this teaser. He is taking the Browns -6. Tone, did you ever think you'd see the day where Browns are double-digit favorites for one? And two, what do you think about that first leg of that teaser?
It's a beautiful thing, you know. You love to see it. It's been a long time coming, and I know it's hard to imagine this, but it feels good being here. I don't want to touch the Browns in this particular instance. The Browns going to Brown, so it's tough for me. I don't really like to bet against them. Sometimes, maybe, but I'd rather just watch because I want them to win anyways, and I hate that. I just hate it, but I do like that they get under a touchdown, so I think they should cover that, but I'm going to pass it.
All right, fair enough. So that's going to be Nate's first leg of the teaser, so stay tuned to see what those two final legs are for both teasers. Next game, we have the LA Rams, -4. They are traveling to Indianapolis to take on the Colts. Over-under for this specific game, 47.5. Nate will be taking a pass on this game, but I just want to speak for this specific game. I thought Matt Stafford looked like one of the top quarterbacks in the league. I know it was one game, but it was nice to see him in a New Jersey. Good to see him out of Detroit. And I think the Rams with that defense could possibly be a problem. What'd you think about that game?
Yeah, I thought he looked awesome, to be honest. I knew he had it in him. Anyone that's been following him knows that he's a really good quarterback. It's just tough system, tough number of things. I'm not going to touch this game, though. I just feel like that's a trap line. They're begging you to take the Rams. And they should cover. They should win this game. Maybe tease it. The value's not there with +2 to me, so I'm going to pass it. I'm excited to see how that outcome is, though.
Okay.
I like watching. I guess I kind of appreciate both these teams.
All right. Fair enough. That takes us to our next game. And, Tone, I believe this is going to be the second leg of your teaser. We have the Patriots. They are -5.5. They are traveling to New York to take on the Jets. Over-under for this game is 43. What are you thinking for this one?
This is an ugly teaser. I'm taking the Jets. Give me the Jets +11.5. I love the home dogs. You got a rookie quarterback going on the road. I definitely think the Patriots can win. I don't know if they win by more than double digits. it's hard to back the Jets, but I think they have a lot of promise. They got some fight in them, so plus 11.5, there's a lot of wiggle room there. So I'll take that as the second leg of my teaser with Denver as a pick.
All right. I love a good teaser. I like that one. I think Denver with a pick is a lock. Jets looked a little sluggish with their rookie quarterback, but they really came on in the second half. I think plus 11.5 points is very doable, so I like it. Next game, we have the New Orleans Saints. They are minus 3 points. They are traveling to Carolina to take on Christian McCaffrey and the Panthers. Over-under for this game is 44.5. Nate's taking a pass. Tellin' looks like you're taking a pass. Any input on this game whatsoever?
No, I think this is another trap line, potentially. The Saints came out. They just murdered the Packers. Minus 3 only. Again, I feel like they're begging you to take the Saints. I'm sure a bunch of money will come in on the Saints. So I'm going to pass it and just watch from the sidelines.
Okay. So I just want to give a quick little shout-out for this game. You know, I mentioned my fantasy team. I mentioned that Deesay sitting next to me is the GM of my fantasy team, Christian Mingle. You know, we had the first pick. We went through some adversity, but we did select...
Wait, is that your team name?
Christian Mingle is my team name. You know, we went through some adversity. We lost Gus Edwards. But, you know, we took Christian McCaffrey first. I think you have to. And he absolutely showed out yesterday. What's your opinion on our top pick from yesterday? You liking what you saw so far?
I'm really liking what I saw. Darnold loves him out of the backfield.
Nice. Keep feeding him.
He was the top target yesterday.
Love to see it. So, yeah. Big shout out to Christian McCaffrey. I don't really care if they win or lose, but just feed my guy and keep him healthy. We have that takes us to our next game, San Francisco 49ers, minus 3.5 points. They are traveling to Philadelphia to take on the Eagles. Over-under for this game is 51. And, Tone, I'm going to go ahead and take this one first. Our guy Nate has a specific play on this game. He is taking the Eagles plus 3.5 points. I know that Nate is a very big Jalen Hurts fan, and Jalen Hurts had a really good game yesterday. I think 49ers are going to be a problem as far as defense goes, so that plus 3.5 is going to be really tight, but I think it's a very possible line. It looks like you're taking the play on this one. What do you think about this one?
I hate to take it, but I'm going to take the under, so I'll take under 51. I just think this Philly offense went against the Falcons, which is going to be quite the contrary to what they're going to see with the 49ers. So I think it's going to be a shock to Jalen. I do think he has a ton of potential. He was my DK quarterback last week, so I was rooting for him. 51's a lot of points. There's still, you know, a lot of stuff out there that can happen. Plus, there was so many points scored last week between the 49ers and the Lions. Philly scored a lot of points. They're kind of just begging you to take the over, in my opinion. So I'm going to take the under. I hate to do it, though.
All right. I like it, man. Real quick, we have a little we have some love from Jeremy, Dakota's boy. Hit us with a Who Dat Nation. I'm not opposed to that. Great game last week. I know he sent in a DraftKings question. I mean, both options got like one catch total each. So I don't really know what to do with that. Hopefully you're okay with the advice we gave you. But keep the questions coming. Shout out to Jaron on the TikTok giving us some love. Next game we have the Falcons plus 13. And they are going to Tampa Bay to take on the Buccaneers. Falcons are plus 13. You hate to see the double digits. Over-under is 52 points. Nate's passing. Looks like you're passing. Any input whatsoever on this one?
Yeah, I got to pass. I don't like those big numbers. But Tampa Bay looked pretty solid the first week, and Falcons looked terrible. So I'm sure the Falcons will find a way to cover.
You know, just to touch back on Christian Mingle, we have Mike Davis as our number 3 running back, and it was a yikes game for my guy. So I really – I don't know about the Falcons this year, but just keep feeding my guy Mike Davis, you know. What about your fantasy squad? How is that going thus far?
So I have two. The one is suspect, to be honest.
Okay.
Because I messed up there. I didn't take – I should have taken David Montgomery, and I took Brandon Ayuk. I already had plenty of wide receivers. I messed up. And I had Gus Edwards, and he got hurt. So it's just kind of a shit show, to be honest with you. The other one is just fine. But my favorite fantasy team in the Williams Gay household is Alyssa's.
Shout out to Alyssa.
Shout out her fantasy team. It's a Rockneys fantasy league. Her team's nasty. She has Devontae and Ridley.
Didn't she have a squad last year, too?
She did, but Saquon got hurt. So,
that's right.
But yeah, shout out her squad.
Who were your first picks in this year's fantasy drafts, if you don't mind me asking?
My first picks?
Yep.
Oh man. I think on the one league I took Aaron Jones and then Oof. Calvin Ridley.
Mm.
It's tough.
Yikes. Okay. Well, hate to hear it.
Yeah, you really do.
Let's go ahead and head to the next line. We have the Nate Minnesota Vikings. They are +4.5. They are traveling to Arizona to take on the Cardinals. Vikings are +4.5, over-under 51. Nate is actually rocking with the Vikings, +4.5 points. Vikings had a tough one last week. They lost to the Bengals. Shout out to Jay Money. Lost to the Bengals in overtime. They're looking to bounce back. Cardinals looked absolutely fantastic yesterday. So, you know, we'll see if Nate can hit that one. Any takes from you? Any input? What do you think?
I don't have any input on this. I like the Cardinals.
You're a big Cardinals guy.
I like Cardinals a lot, and they showed out the first week. I hate that line. I hate the hook. I think it's going to shift, obviously. It'll probably go down to 3.5. I'm going to pass this game. I don't want to touch it, although I loved what I saw out of the Cardinals the first week.
Okay. All right, that's going to take us to our next game. We have the Dallas Cowboys. They are +3. They are heading to Los Angeles to take on Justin Herbert and the Chargers. Over-under for this game is 55. Nate has a take, but do you have anything before I go?
No. Again, it's got to be another game I'm going to pass. I am going to come back on Thursday and probably give out a couple more picks.
Okay.
I'm waiting for a couple of these lines to shift. I want to see what they do. I might attach a teaser to them, and I want to get those key numbers. So I'm going to wait for a couple of these picks. This will be another game I might touch on, but I'm going to pass for now.
All right. So I know we have a couple of Cowboys fans. We have Jaron, my wife Alexis, all Cowboys fans. Nate's actually going with Cowboys +3. I thought they looked pretty impressive last week against the reigning Super Bowl champs. Dak looks really good on his return back. It's good to see him healthy. Unfortunately, I was going up against CeeDee Lamb in my fantasy league. He looked fantastic. So I actually like the Cowboys +3. So, hey, if you're a Cowboys fan and you see that line, lock it in.
I thought they looked awesome.
Yeah.
They really did.
Looked really good. Next game, we have the Tennessee Titans. They are +6 points. They're traveling to Seattle to take on the Seahawks. Over-under for this game is 54. I'll go ahead and start us off on this one. Earlier in the episode, Nate went ahead and started a teaser. He took the Browns -6. And to cap off the second leg of this teaser, he's taking the Tennessee Titans +12 versus Seahawks. I like the teaser myself. The Titans were one of the teams yesterday, just really were a team that let me down. I expected a lot more. I think +12 is very doable for the Titans. So I like the teaser myself. Do you have any input on this specific line, my brother?
Yeah, I don't like this line, to be honest with you, because you don't know what you're going to get out of the Titans still. You know what you're going to get out of the Seahawks. They came out and did exactly what they do. I'm really kind of upset with myself I didn't take them last week because I was so confused why the line was only 2.5. Like, it felt like it wasn't real. It was too good to be true. But, you know, anytime you're giving an NFL team double digits and they got to redeem themselves, they got kind of embarrassed against the Cardinals at home. I would think they could cover, but there's too much going on in their organization for me to even want to mess with them. So, like, I'm just kind of avoiding their games. So this is a game I'm going to pass on myself. But sure. I'm definitely rooting for that teaser.
Okay. So that takes us to the Sunday night football game. We have the Chiefs -3 points. They're traveling to Baltimore to take on the Ravens. The over-under for this game is 55.5 points. Now, I know we're taking a pass because the Ravens play tonight, and you don't really ever want to take a game where someone's playing the day of. Same with basketball or baseball, especially football. You never know what could happen. But as it stands, Chiefs -3 feels like a really good pick. I know we're all passing, but any input on this line for you?
I got nothing on this one. I got to see what's up with the Ravens. They've had so many injuries, so many just organizational shifts. It's been kind of wild over there. So I'm going to pass, see what happens tonight. And this might be one of the games I touch on Thursday.
Okay. Shout out to Amama Liss, spitting knowledge. So appreciate that. You know, we're doing our best. We're heading down to the sports book tonight here in a couple hours for the Ravens-Raiders game. And, you know, we always have to say, for entertainment purposes only, but the boys are going to put some legal bets on the line tonight. And since we're talking Ravens, I'm kind of curious to get both your guys' takes. Tone, I'll start with you. What line or lines or prop bets or just anything in particular, what are you really looking to wager on tonight, my guy?
There was one line in particular we looked at earlier that I think intrigued us all, and it was a plus 700 each team to make a field goal each half. So we need four field goals, one from each team each half. Definitely it's going to be a tough bet to hit, but I love those odds.
I love it.
Plus 700, you might as well throw a 5-10 piece on it, something friendly, and see what happens with it.
Yeah, you might as well throw $100 on it.
Sure.
Hey, you know, $100 wins 700. You love to see it. So, yeah, you know Tucker's going to hit a field goal each half. It's just, can our other guy hit the field goal? So I like it. DSA, what do you like? And I think you had mentioned you saw something else, too. What are you liking?
I have two bets that I looked at that I liked. Tyson Williams, the Ravens running back. I liked him getting a touchdown and the Ravens winning.
Okay.
And then Darren Waller, it's his birthday. So ooh. I was going to go with the over for his receiving yards, which was 67.5.
Oh, man. I really like that.
Definitely.
I love that.
With him, that's easy money, huh?
I think Darren Waller's your boy, too, right?
Yeah, I have him on my fantasy squad, so I'm rooting for him.
Okay.
For
sure. All right. Well, happy birthday to our fantasy tight end. You love to see it. Very cool. All right. That's going to take us to the last game on the dock. And we have the Monday Night Football game, Lions. +10.5. They're heading to Green Bay, heading up to Lambeau to take on Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Over-under is 48.5 points. Is there any chance whatsoever Aaron Rodgers starts 0-2? Does he lay another egg? It looks like Nate took a pick. But Tone, you go ahead. What are you thinking about this game?
I absolutely think they could start 0-2. I don't think they will. I'm not going to take a side on this game. I don't know what's up with Aaron. I don't know what the vibe's like in the locker room. It's just tough to say what's going on in Green Bay, which is a shame because you got some really talented players in Devontae Adams, Aaron Jones, and it's tough. But I'll go with the over. The line's low right now. It's 48.5. I'm sure it'll probably get up to 50. So I'll take over 48.5. I imagine the Packers got to redeem themselves. Aaron has to get a couple touchdowns. The Lions have a lot of offensive weapons. I don't see why it couldn't be, I don't know, a 28-24 game, a 31-20 game. We'll see. But I'd like to be under 48, but I'll take 48.5 over.
All right. So, like I said, Nate actually has a take on this game as well. And you know what? It's the last game on the sheet. We haven't had one yet. Why don't we go ahead and luck that in, my guy? Nate's going to go ahead and take the over 48.5. Go ahead and mark it as our one luck it in of the week. And again, if you're listening, if you follow the show, if you're into sports betting for entertainment purposes only, or if you leave state lines and you do like to put a little friendly wager down, like I said, we're, as far as NFL goes, we are 100% on our luck it ins. It's not something we take lightly. If we tell you to luck it in, luck it in. Right?
Love it.
Do you say hit our luck it in sounder? Just kidding. We don't have one yet. We're working on it.
We're working. To be continued.
TBC. Absolutely. You know, it's early in the week. I like what we got so far. We do a little mini-sode for college football. And Tone, I know you said you're going to send over a couple extra lines. So when that episode drops, be sure to stay tuned. Check out the extra picks that Tone's going to throw your way. Make sure you check out Nate and Dakota's college football picks. I know you're going to talk about it more for the mini-sode, but D-Say, how did the college picks go?
Mine went great. I actually went 3-1. Okay. The only one lost was Texas, and it's confirmed they are not back.
Okay.
They got their ass whooped by Arkansas.
Yikes.
They looked horrible in that game, so I won't be picking them anymore.
Okay. How did our guy Nate do?
Big yikes.
Wasn't his best week?
No.
Okay. Well, that's all right. Hey.
Let's keep it off the live. You have to turn in the mini-sode for those results.
All right. All right. So those are our lines. I will go ahead and D-Say, you want to hit the sounder one more time?
What did he say?
All right. There we go. All right. What did he say? Let me go ahead and hit you guys with this trivia question one last time. I already have Nate's answer, so Tone, I'll be getting your answer here. What did he say? Question. Chandler Jones had 5 sacks in yesterday's opening week. Since the NFL started keeping track in 1983, who has had the most sacks in a single NFL season?
Von Miller.
Von Miller. Okay, you said Von Miller. Nate said J.J. Watt, and then he followed that up with fuck. So I don't know if that's his final answer,
man,
but
there's the first F-bomb.
Yep.
Courtesy of Nate.
Yeah, Nate dropped the first F-bomb. So I don't know if that's his final answer, but it's his only answer. D-say, Von Miller, J.J. Watt. Is that the correct answer? What do you got?
No, it is not.
Oh, yeah.
The correct answer is Michael Strahan in 2001 with 22 and a half sacks.
Nice.
Okay.
Love to see that.
There it is, Michael Strahan. So that would be D-say 2, LCP 1.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah, not bad. All right, so we kind of flew through this one pretty quick. Again, we're live at Mountaineer. We had a pretty good day so far. We golfed. What did you think about the golf course, D-say? It was your first time at this specific golf course. Did you like it?
I liked it, but I sucked.
I mean, hey, no one's a pro. We did a little 3-man scramble to start our day. Tone, I know you love that course. What'd you think about it today?
I thought it was fun. I had a really long putt, so that was awesome.
Really long putt. We had a couple pars.
Yeah, I think we had 4 pars. Take that.
4 pars. I had a chip in, kinda, technically. Pretty cool. Tone won the competition. We recorded our number of putts, but I know we're going to run it back tomorrow morning. Hopefully I can take the dub tomorrow. Maybe Dakota surprises us and takes the dub tomorrow. We'll see.
Would love to see it.
Yeah. So we are getting ready to close out this episode. We're going to head down to the casino. We're going to do a little bit of blackjack. We actually got 2 hours until the game starts. So I think we're going to hit the smoker section because there's some blackjack tables open in the smoker section. And D-say, have you ever played blackjack at a real casino before?
No, I haven't.
Okay, first time. Are you nervous? Are you excited? Are you have no interest whatsoever? What are you thinking?
I'm nervous. I'm gonna lose my money.
No, we got you.
Yeah. Shake those bad vibes, brother. We're gonna be all right. We're gonna eat today. All right. Well, we're gonna go hit the tables. We're gonna hit the sports book. So watch for that game. We're taking the field goal props. Tone has the under for tonight's game. And Dakota likes Darren Waller's over for yards.
I would not. The under's down to 50, so I wouldn't take it now because it's under that 50, that one. You know, 51's a key number, so
okay.
I'm not recommending you take it now if you waited.
If you got it in earlier in the week,
too, so.
You're good. If you haven't got it till just now, no good. Shout out to Gary for hitting us up. 100 on blackjack first bet. I'll make sure Dakota goes and drops 100 bucks on the first bet.
100 on black for baby Tone.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we'll hit the roulette wheel. 100 on black. I like that. Greg Digman said, light up, fellas. Yeah, we're going to be in the smoker section. Real quick, not to drag this on, but there's a non-smoker section, and the tables are absolutely full. No, not a single seat in sight. But there's a hidden smoker section, and there's two tables, and not a single person sitting down at any of them. So the boys are going to be in the smoker section tonight.
Oh, yeah.
That's where you can find us. So it's our first live show. Hopefully it didn't suck. Hopefully you guys can hear us all right. I don't know. But who knows? Maybe it's something we do more. Appreciate everybody commenting. I see you. I appreciate it. Keep following us. And that's it for me. Any final words from either of you guys?
No. Shout out our listeners.
No. Big shout out to all of our listeners. That's it for D-Say. He ain't got nothing, so we'll be posting this in the next couple days. Check out Nate and D-Say on the minisode. And luck changers out.
Adios.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.